Ever feel like this whole free will thing, it's kind of a mind bender?
Totally.
We're diving into that today.
Yeah.
And how it plays out in our lives, especially with like teamwork and stuff.
Yeah, it gets really interesting.
They've got this chat between two friends, Sam and Marco. You'll relate to this.
Oh, absolutely. And what's really cool is that they're not like philosophy professors or anything. They're just talking about their own experiences.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It's relatable, like how just questioning free will, it can feel almost like a personal attack.
Right.
Sam actually called it an identity attack.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was spot on.
Yeah, it's like it makes you question everything about yourself.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to how we grow up. You know, those childhood experiences, well, like you get good grades, bam, you're so smart. We internalize that. Like, it's proof we're awesome.
Oh, I remember that. My grandma, she used to say I was naturally gifted at math.
There you go. See?
I was like, yeah, I am.
Exactly. And Marco, he had a similar experience, right?
Yeah, what happened?
His teacher praised his math skills, but then, you know, when things got tough, the message changed to you need to apply yourself more.
Oh, there it is. It's like our strengths, those are just inherent.
Part of who we are, right.
Products of our free will.
Exactly.
But then our weaknesses, those are all about effort, something we should be able to control.
And that sets up this whole dynamic, right? We love taking credit when things go well.
Oh, yeah.
But if we fail,
uh-oh.
Blame it on something, anything but ourselves.
External factors, for sure.
Exactly.
Way easier on the ego to blame a bad presentation on a picky client than on, you know, not being prepared.
Totally.
Marco talks about this happening at work too, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
He was telling Sam about this presentation he aced right out of college. You can practically hear his boss saying, Marco, you're a natural.
Oh, reinforcing that belief, right?
100%. But then, fast forward, a project goes sideways.
Oh, no.
Suddenly, it's the client's fault. Unclear specifications, you know how it goes.
Classic. It's like we're hardwired to protect that sense of control. We're the masters of our own destiny.
Until we're not, right?
Right.
And this is where it gets really interesting. Marco, being a software engineer, starts noticing this in his team.
Okay, now this is what I'm talking about. Getting practical. How do these big, heady ideas about free will, how do they actually show up in a real job?
So Marco's starting to wonder if this constant need to protect our egos, you know, I'm brilliant, I did this, if that's actually hurting the team.
Interesting. Like it gets in the way of real collaboration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe focusing on individual wins and losses, it's not the best strategy for the whole team to succeed.
Right. It's about the bigger picture.
Exactly. And that's what Marco's calling his experiment.
I love this.
He wants to observe his team, see if they fall into those same patterns. Good outcome, it's me. Bad outcome, it's everyone else.
Fascinating. And by understanding this, he's hoping to, like, improve how the whole team works.
Exactly. But he doesn't want to just observe. He wants to actually change how his team thinks about success and failure.
All right, listeners, hold on tight. This is where the rubber meets the road. We're diving into Marco's experiment after a quick break. Don't go anywhere. And we are back, diving right back into this conversation with Sam and Marco about free will and how it plays out in teams. And Marco, he's ready to shake things up a bit.
Yeah, he's not just like winging it, though.
Sure.
He's been doing some serious research, trying to figure out how to put these ideas into practice.
Good for him. So where'd he start?
Well, Sam's really into neuroscience.
Of course he is.
Right. So he pointed Marco to Robert Sapolsky's work.
Oh, Sapolsky, that Stanford professor. He wrote Behave, right?
That's the one.
Man, that's a thick book. So good, though. Really makes you think about all the different things that shape how we act, our genes, our upbringing, all of it.
And the crazy part is how much of it we don't even realize is going on, you know?
Subconsciously influencing our every move.
Totally. And it's not just our actions. It's like our successes, too.
Yeah.
Even our failures, which is wild when you think about it.
I heard Sapolsky's lectures are supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam was saying they're not just for, like, scientists or whatever. Apparently, he's hilarious.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Marco even mentioned something about Sapolsky comparing the brain to a bunch of monkeys trying to drive a car.
Okay, now I have to check those lectures out.
Right. So how does all of this tie back to Marco and his team experiment? What's he hoping to change?
Well, it's all about shifting perspectives. Like, if we start to really see how much of what we do is influenced by stuff we can't control, it changes how we think about success and failure.
Right, because it's not all about individual brilliance or whatever.
Exactly. It becomes more about understanding the system, like all the different factors that contribute to an outcome.
So instead of saying, Sarah, you're a coding superstar, just because she made that last deadline, you start looking at the bigger picture, right? Like, did she have the resources she needed? Was she able to focus? Did she have support from the team?
All of that.
And that shift, as Marco was starting to realize, it's huge for teamwork.
Huge.
Because when you see all those interconnected elements, all of a sudden, you're less likely to point fingers when things go wrong.
Makes sense.
And you're more likely to collaborate and support each other because you realize, hey, we're all in this together.
Exactly.
So instead of that knee-jerk, whose fault is it? It becomes more like, okay, what happened? What can we learn from this? How can we do better next time?
Which is way more productive, right?
A million times more productive. And Sam made such a good point about this earlier. He said, when you focus on shared learning, you're not just avoiding blame. You're actually creating a space where people feel safe to experiment and try new things.
Which is so key for any team that actually wants to innovate, right?
Absolutely. And this leads into another area. Marco wants to tackle performance reviews.
Ooh, yeah, those could be tricky.
To say the least. So how do they usually play into this whole individualistic mindset?
Oh, they totally reinforce it. Think about it. You're judged on individual goals,
what
you accomplished on your own. You're even competing against your colleagues for promotions and bonuses. It's like the opposite of teamwork.
Wow. It's like you're being set up to focus on your own success, even if it means like accidentally screwing over your team.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in. So Marco's been brainstorming ways to make performance reviews more holistic.
Love that. What's he thinking?
Well, instead of just looking at individual wins, what if they looked at team contributions?
Interesting.
Like how well someone shares their knowledge, how much they help their colleagues, even if it doesn't directly benefit them.
Right. Like, are they contributing to a positive team culture?
Exactly.
Recognizing and rewarding those things would be huge.
Totally. Imagine a performance review that's less about, did you hit your individual sales targets? And more about, how did you contribute to the team's success?
Okay, now those are some performance reviews I could get behind.
Right. It's about shared growth, not just individual achievement.
It sounds like Marco's really onto something here.
Yeah.
But all of this, it requires a very different kind of leadership, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
And Marco's realizing that to create this kind of environment, he needs to lead in a different way. Less top-down directing, more facilitating and empowering.
So last time we left off with Marco ready to put all these ideas about free will and teamwork into action, he was going to try to change how his team actually operates day to day.
Yeah. And he had some pretty concrete ideas about how to do that. One of the first things he wanted to change was how they talked about success and failure.
Oh, right. Because it's so easy to fall into those traps. You succeed, it's all you. You fail, it's someone else's fault.
Exactly. We've all been there. So Marco wants to make everyone more aware of that. And encourage a more nuanced view, like recognizing that it's never just one person's doing.
Okay, so how does that actually work in practice?
Well, like, instead of saying, David, you're a rock star, you saved that project single-handedly, it's more about understanding the whole picture.
So what could you say instead?
Well, you could look at what enabled David to pull it off. Did he have to work late? Okay, why? Did someone else help pick up his other tasks? Did he have all the info he needed right away? Did the team support him pushing that deadline? It's about recognizing all the factors.
Yeah, I get it. It becomes way more about we than me.
Exactly. We succeeded as a team. And Marco thinks that when that's the starting point, it's way more natural to look at failures that way too.
So instead of the blame game, it's more like, okay, what happened? What were all the elements involved? What can we learn?
Yes. And when you create that environment, a space of shared learning and honesty, it can have some really cool side effects too. Like Sam pointed out earlier, how it allows people to feel safer to experiment.
Because they know they're not going to be hung out to dry if it doesn't work out.
Exactly. And that kind of environment is so important for any team that wants to innovate and come up with new ideas.
Totally. So how does this all play into performance reviews?
Well, that's another big one. The way performance reviews are usually structured, it just feeds into that super individualistic mindset.
Oh, I know. Did you meet your individual goals? What were your big accomplishments? Like, you're competing against everyone else, even if you're supposed to be on the same team.
Right. It's like the opposite of teamwork. So Marco's been trying to find ways to make performance reviews more holistic.
I'm really curious to hear what he came up with. What's he thinking?
So instead of just looking at individual achievements, what if they factored in team contributions? You know, how well someone supports their colleagues, or if they freely share information, even if it doesn't directly benefit them. Those things matter too.
Oh, absolutely.
Recognizing those contributions and even rewarding them, I mean, that could be huge.
It would totally change the whole vibe.
Right. Imagine if performance reviews were less about judgment and more about everyone growing together. If it was less about, did you meet your sales quota? And more like, how did you help the team succeed overall?
Wow, that would be amazing.
It would change everything.
Yeah.
It really drives home the point that success is a team effort. It's not just a bunch of individuals all trying to get ahead.
Okay, but this all requires a very specific kind of leadership, right? Has Marco thought about that?
Yeah, and that's actually been a really interesting part of this whole journey for him. He's realized that to make this work, he can't be the boss dictating everything from on high. He needs to facilitate and empower his team to figure things out together.
That's a big shift.
It is. But it really fits with everything we've been talking about. Recognizing the limits of what you can control as an individual and all that.
Right, because you have to really trust your team to do their thing and be open to their ideas, make sure everyone feels valued and heard.
Exactly. And that's what Marco's doing. It's ambitious for sure, but if he can pull it off,
the payoff could be huge.
Right. Way more collaboration, more new ideas, just a more supportive and fun environment for everyone to work in. Who would want that?
Seriously. And it all started with a conversation about free will. It makes you realize how important these deeper questions are, even for something as practical as building a great team.
Absolutely. And while Marco's still figuring things out, what he's doing offers a ton of insight for anyone who's trying to build a team that's strong and effective and just more human and supportive overall.
It really makes you think, could this more radical approach, one that really accounts for human behavior, be the key to unlocking a whole new level of performance and success? That's something for all of us to consider. And that wraps up this deep dive into free will, teamwork, and everything in between. We hope you enjoyed it and that it sparked some ideas for you to explore in your own work and life. Until next time, remember, sometimes the most profound insights come from the most unexpected places.